Anyway, we are joined by an enlightened gentleman, Robin Philpott. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi, Phil.
Thank you for joining us. I told our listeners that you had been awarded another prize for some for your good work. So this has to do with history. Is that accurate? What is this award you recently won?
Well, it's an award given out since the early 70s, and it's called in French is Patriot l'année, in other words, Patriot of the Year, and it's given awarded in the month of November to people involved in the general political struggle, in cultural figures, and very very impressive list of people to join, and so they awarded it to me. It's given by the Société Saint Jean Baptiste, which was founded in the 1830s when this period of when there was the Mackenzie and the Papineau rebellions, or yes, you could almost call them revolutions.
By the way, you know about that in Quebec, Lower Canada, but here it is less noted.
Yeah, which is quite striking. And so they awarded this, and then part of my job as being Patriot of the Year, which is a very pleasant job, is to they have every year commemorations of the rebellions, of the victory over the British troops. One is the 23rd of December of November, in a place called Saint-Denis-sur-Richelieu, which is just southeast of Montreal, mm-hmm, on the Richelieu River. And then they have commemorations up in the northeast of Montreal, which is Saint-Eustache, where Colborne attacked a church where the Patriots had taken refuge, and he.
I gather it wasn't
massacred.
A Protestant church.
It wasn't a Protestant church.
Oh, no, that makes it legal. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. But they did, they actually, they really were brutalized. Villages burnt down villages, burnt down farms, and a lot of people were killed. And at the same time, there was the rebellion in Upper Canada, which is now Ontario. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that at this celebration just a few weeks ago, and this is at the in Saint-Denis, and there they have it's a procession, it's a commemoration. It's been going on it started up again in the 1960s. It has been marked previously, but then since the 60s, it's been every year. Mm-hmm. And the people who organize it also show pictures on the wall. And this is in a very, very old church, which is, but it's a Republican type of celebration in this church. And they showed pictures of monuments in Quebec and elsewhere to the memory of the Patriots and the reformers in Upper Canada, Mackenzie and so on. And they show this arch, which was the memorial arch, which used to be overlooking the Horseshoe Falls at Niagara. And it was a big arch. It was built after in the style of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Mm-hmm. And it was inaugurated in 100 years after this rebellion in Ontario and in Quebec, led by Mackenzie and Papineau. And it had their names of all the people who were hanged. In Ontario, there were 20 people hanged, including Samuel Lount and all these names. And then in Quebec, there were 12 people hanged, but there were a lot of other people killed. And their names were on this arch. Uh-huh. They were called Mackenzie panels. And the arch was, I can remember it vaguely when I was there very young. But the arch was inaugurated by the Prime Minister of Canada, William Lyon Mackenzie. And it was an example of people fighting for principles of responsible government. And Quebec was independence, but they were in alliance with the people, the reformers in Ontario. Now, the big story, which I think is the big story, and it's absolutely, in a sense, it's a sin, is that that arch was dismantled in 1967 on the 100th anniversary of Canada. And it disappeared, and nobody people don't know it. And any efforts to try and bring back the panels, because these panels are wonderful monuments to our common history and the history of ideals and fighting for Republican principles, have just been disappeared. And I think it's quite significant that that was... you can find out. And when I was speaking, I said
it's kind of a mystery, you know, right? They didn't. Even now, we're not quite clear how they rationalized that and other such things.
Well, at the time, they said it was for a centennial project. They took it down, but they made them so they were no longer there. And my suspicion, and the suspicion that people have, is that there were such very powerful ideas. You know, it was a break with the monarchy. It was standing up for the principles of the French Revolution, basically. Mm-hmm.
That goes over very big in Upper Canada.
Sorry?
I said references to the French Revolution is not allowed here. They actually take those papers away from you if you try to come in. Yes.
And the American Revolution as well. I mean, the idea of principles of responsible government for the people, by the people, that's just something which is rejected.
Well, MacDonald said it won't work.
Exactly, those ideas, and it also showed an alliance, which could have been an alliance, which we should still think about, you know, an alliance and progressive ideas between Quebec, which works as an autonomous place, and Canada, which is what they were doing, Mackenzie and Papineau. And at this celebration, there's former premiers of Quebec go to us, and I remember, and I when I spoke there. I said, you know, if people from Ontario know their history, they have to come to Saint-Denis-sur-Richelieu and see these.
Well, by the way, there's a famous name that they don't know who was one of the leaders of that battle in the Richelieu Valley. Tell us, who was he? Because people
Wilfred Nelson, and this is the monument where...
And what was his ethnicity or his background?
He was a Protestant. He was an English Protestant.
English
but
Protestant.
Secondary.
That's
he was a... Yeah. Republican. He and his brother, Robert Nelson, they were allies they were in the Patriot Party with Papineau. Papineau was the leader.
And
they also had Irish.
He was a doctor, wasn't he? Wasn't he a medical doctor?
Yeah. And then there were Irish people, because there were a lot of Irish immigrants. And, of course, Irish and English were not the same people, as we know, you know.
Yes,
and
that's
but they had this. They managed to rally people to ideas that were powerful ideas, and which makes you think the reason they disappeared that arch was because it did represent interesting ideas.
Well, we really ought to, as a duty as patriots in Canada, to ask the government to put it back, shouldn't we?
Yeah, and to find, I mean, apparently that...
Did you find my monument? There's a monument here.
Yeah.
By the way, there's also, did you tell me there's a flag? Mackenzie had a flag, and you can see that flag
this commemoration, they had a procession, and they had the Patriot flag, which is a tricolor. You know, it was inspired after the three colors, as the French Revolution and the Irish flag and the, you know, Republican flags were the freedom, liberty, equality, and fraternity. And that's the idea. Then there was the Mackenzie had a flag, which was with two stars. And in the procession here at Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, they had the Mackenzie flag as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's up permanently, but each year they bring it out. And these people, they remember, which I think is quite striking, that is where you can find out about Upper Canada's history.
Yeah. Go to Quebec and learn about Upper Canada.
Yeah.
We weren't looking for a monument as tall as Brock's. They can still have Brock looking down on us all, but at least give us that, monument they took down.
Yeah, and it was a big monument, and it was right in a very key place, you know, overlooking the Horseshoe Falls, which is where people go, and it had the names of Papineau, Mackenzie, all the people who had been hanged, and on the back it had Cavalier de La Salle and some explorers. You know, it was a real, it would help people to understand what Canadian history, which unfortunately has been buried in many ways.
And here certainly has, and you've called attention to it. I would say, thank you very much, by the way, this is Robin Philpott, who just won this award, the Patriot of the Year. I think it might be a good idea, based on what happened in Niagara Falls, if you would post a guard on your monument so that nobody carries it off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, for some centenary. Yes. I mean, you should check your monuments now, because they're going to be celebrating the 150th.
Yes.
Anniversary in 2 years, and you might see some other good monuments disappear and put up other ones to Brock.
It's the War of the Monuments. Robin, thank you very much. It's been very edifying. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep.
Bye.
Robin Philpott, publisher of Baraka Books. This is CIUT Data Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Thank you, Phil Conlon. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, Elena. We will see you next week.